Before we jump into another episode of Ramping Up with Jenna Colley
and Matt Taylor,
we're going to let y'all know where we will be. I had to reschedule some of my tour dates because I am currently about to hit the road with Nikki Glaser for her Florida leg of her tour, but I will still be in San Francisco on June 10th and Sacramento on June 11th. And then I am headlining Zany's Nashville again on July 31st, and I am headlining Gramercy Theater in New York City on July 26th. So get those tickets, and I'll see you there.
Hell yeah, and I'll be out with Rodney Carrington on pretty much all of his dates. Also, I'll be going out to the San Francisco and Sacramento dates with Sweet Baby over here, and hopefully at Gramercy as well. She finally got her first theater gig. That's a big thing. I want to give big props to that. Anywhere you want to find me, it'll be RodneyCarrington.com or FionaColley.com. I'll eventually get a website, but God knows when. Also, on this episode, we get to sit down and talk with our good friend and wonderful comedian, Dean Stanfield, out of Austin, Texas. Going to be a great conversation with him, so definitely tune in and follow the kid on Instagram at Dean A. Stanfield, and we'll go watch some of his shows as well. Yeah, we'll put it right here or something. One more. Be sure to subscribe to the Patreon. That's patreon.com/rampingup. Got a lot of extra content out there, as long as behind the scenes stuff, and that's about it.
All right, let's get into the episode.
Let's do it. We're ramping up. We're ramping up. We're ramping up. We're ramping
up. We're ramping up. All right. Welcome back to another episode of Ripping Up with Fiona Colley
and Matt Taylor.
And today we have a special guest. Give it up for Dean Stanfield.
Hell yeah.
All the way from Austin, Texas. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Flew in on a bird.
Let's start off with a little bit of smell of sauce.
Do you want to start off with a little bit of smell of sauce?
Okay.
Yeah. You've been sniffing, girl. Hey.
Hey, they don't know that.
I'm glad the pillow can't see me because my fat roll right now would be,
We should probably address Fiona Colley has developed a severe addiction to smelling salts.
No, yeah. I haven't. I just like feeling alive sometimes.
Yeah.
I was putting on it.
All right, you know what? I'll take a rip or two.
Get a two to that, huh? One more.
Jeez.
One more?
There you go.
No. All right, well, my receptors are gone.
Slay. Okay, we do have one more thing we make every game.
Oh, yeah, before we even kick it off. I'm interested for this one.
We like to pit people against each other. We tell everyone's number.
Can we guess, do we want to, like, wager some bets on what we think it'll be?
The number of what?
Oh, yeah, we've got enough now.
We're going to make you do the grip strength thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I got good strength.
But don't say anything. I'm going to guess.
Okay.
I'm going to guess 160.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. I might be disappointing.
That would be a new record.
How old are you, Dean?
31.
He works with his hands.
Yeah.
I do, but I've been like, I just drive.
Do you have arthritis?
No.
Okay. Brady, you want to take a guess?
I'm going to say...
When it hits, it's going to be bad, though.
151.
Okay. 151. I'm going to say 148.
God, dude, if I get like a 110, you guys are going to... It's going to suck for me on the internet. The internet's going to rip me apart.
All right. You get two tries.
I get two tries?
One hand each.
I can't do my
other
hand?
It helps if you stand up and really get into it.
Okay. All right. Really do it.
Yeah. Test your might. Here we go. What's he getting?
The showmanship.
So, age 38? Nope.
It's okay.
Did it tell me that I'm old?
What's its? No, it's just a setting.
Okay. It was 132.
Woo! Do I? That's actually really good. 163 is insane.
Hey, Matt.
All right, now, try left hand, non-dominant.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get into that. Give it one more go. Everything you got. That's pretty good, man. I've never got 130.
Okay,
got
Derek little Stroop got 109.
Mm-hmm.
Derek Stroop. Big dude.
Big dude.
Yeah, big feller.
Fucking Lee motherfuck, 156.
Yeah.
156?
Shocking. I got 156.
I can see that.
The Lee? Sleeper.
Yeah. Well, I used to
there's
build
some
power
hate
lines,
behind
so.
That.
Yeah. I thought bull riding or something.
Yeah, but that was when I was 18, 19. I mean, it's not, that's gone.
I'm not a bad
I'm not the,
man. Oop.
Not the man I once was.
this shirt's
good. It just, when I sit down, I bunch up. Makes
imagine
me look like a
my
big old
life
gut.
Is like,
always bunched up.
Imagine what's your life. Okay, give me a second.
You ever ran out, but you're like, damn,
you
looks good, but
I'm not crying.
Why are you crying?
I'm not crying, dude. Was I crying?
We could use it on the pod, honestly.
Imagine what you're, yeah, that could, you know, I could think, it would take me a long time to think about that.
All right, so follow-up question from the grip strength.
Yeah.
Who is the buffest celebrity you think you could take?
Oh, who's the buffest celebrity? Okay, can we...
You can like them.
Like small
yeah,
town celebrity?
You don't have to be like I would
main,
beat this
main
guy.
Person.
Someone people would know.
Okay. Otherwise, I'd say Matt Boyd, but he's not as like a big of a name.
The buffest?
Have you seen Matt Boyd lately?
Is he swole now?
Dude.
What?
He's been doing nothing but eating chicken and dating a Puerto Rican girl and working out. He's
Who's
getting
Matt
so swole
Boyd?
Right now.
Matt Boyd is swole now?
He's a local director, so he's pretty famous. But he's stewed?
Yeah, Matt Boyd's awesome. He was Does he still... He didn't do still do stand-up, does he?
No, he's a director. He's a movie director now.
Really?
He's directing
that's
a
awesome,
movie.
Man. Good for him, dude. Yeah,
awesome. Shout out MB. But I could kick his ass, even though he's gotten, like, buffer.
I'm talking, like A-list.
A-list
yeah,
comedians.
A-list celebrity.
Okay.
Not even comedian, just, like...
Okay, do I go in there?
They
we're
can
both
play
hard
ass on the silver screen.
You
didn't
like them. It's just who's the biggest guy you could
you
beat
think
up?
I could take? I think I could take. Okay. Ooh, I'm pretty mean, and I think if I get in there, I think
so
I can
you got a few
really,
drinks in you. You don't give
yeah,
a shit.
Yeah. But I'm not. I don't have like a knife. I don't have anything. The bat.
No, bare hand.
I gotta go bare hand versus yeah. bare hand. I think for the clout, I would go for Marky Mark.
Who's
really?
That?
Yeah. I think because I think I could.
Mark
I think,
Wahlberg.
I could take him. I'm
Didn't
young
he beat
enough.
Up like an old Chinese man or something?
Yeah, I ain't an old Chinese man.
I know one thing's for sure. I ain't no old Chinese man.
But I think I think Marky Mark. I go hard and fast. I take him out quick.
Okay.
Yeah. I think he's getting old. He's got a lot of injuries.
That is true.
And he's buff. He's buff as hell. He's looks.
Are you
going
to wake up at 3 a.m. to fight him? Or are you just going to still be awake from the night before?
Yeah, that's it. He sleeps. That's his problem.
Yeah. yeah.
I will stay up all night waiting on Marky Mark.
That's crazy.
Kick his ass.
But if he catches
he
you
up.
Like 8 a.m., he's wide awake. That's like his good hours.
Yeah, it depends. I mean, time would make sleeping. A big difference, but...
He is like 50 something now.
I think any time of day Marky Mark wants it, he can get it.
All right.
I think I take him out.
That's a pretty big one. I said Vin Diesel.
You said Vin Diesel?
Mm. I think
that's
he's a theater
bold.
Kid. I think he's a theater
Have
kid.
You seen Triple X? You crazy, dude?
Yeah.
He would
also,
rip you in half.
Found out he's...
Riddick? I don't care if that's acting or not. He would pulverize you.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Well, also, what are you fighting for? I think what you're fighting for can make you fight better.
That's true.
Okay. All right.
Are you
who has more heart?
For something?
Like, am I fighting my girl's honor?
Yeah. Because
then I can't give up.
You can't give up.
I have to get knocked clean out.
Dude, and he can see in the dark. You picked a guy.
That's true. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Damn.
Marky Mark, he just dances in his underwear. I'll smack him around.
Yeah, but so does Vin Diesel.
What?
Remember, you never seen the video of him dancing to Drunken Love by Beyonce?
Oh, hey, everybody messes around. Man, but he was the Riddick.
It's zesty, I'll say that.
He was the XXX guy.
You're going to knock me out. You never even had your car.
And didn't Vin Diesel do all the... he killed somebody with a wrench.
In real life?
No, I think that was in Fast and Furious.
Yeah. That's, he might have wrote that into the script.
That's his acting.
Yeah, he's a theater kid.
Maybe. Maybe. Who do you think you could take?
Stephen Hawking.
Yeah.
Dead.
Yeah. Dead.
Dig him up.
Dig him up. You'll stomp on him.
Bring him out.
All right, Dean, you're a comedian. The world knows that. But what did you do before you were a comedian?
What was your job?
I feel like we've talked about this before, and you had a lot of like interesting...
I like messing around. I built power lines for the longest time. I think that was 7 years total. I kind of stuck to that because I was always kind of like a gypsy child running around. I didn't know what I wanted to do. And then I found the one thing. And then my grandpa's advice was like, pick a thing and just get really good at it. Okay. And I was like, okay, that's what I need to do with my life. And I did that. And I was like, it's fun. It's a blast. But it's not as fulfilling as I want it to be. Yeah. So, and then I went to comedy, but then once I started comedy, that doesn't pay the bills, so I had to do everything, which I used my commercial driver's license to drive 18-wheelers for, like, a bunch of different companies. I hauled hay for a little while. I delivered ice downtown Austin, which was an amazing job.
I feel like I know lot of comedians that do that.
So
Corey did that too, right?
Yep, Corey. Everybody, so we all worked for the same company. I started working for, it's called King Daddy Ice. And they're a local company. They started as a beer joint, like where you could like drive in and pick up a keg of beer. And then he bought an ice machine and started bagging. And from there, they grew it into one of the biggest ice distributors in Austin. But they support artists because it's great for us because we can, we're delivering ice at night, but we can just like stop off, do a set, and then get back on the ice truck and take off. And you can't tow an ice truck, so we'll park it anywhere.
Ah, that's nice.
Yeah, you just park it right, just put your hazards on, and they're like, oh, he's delivering ice. But you're like, I'm just going to go run and do a 10-minute set real quick. So he's gotten a lot of comedians.
That's really cool. So they're like willing to work around your schedule as a comedian to make sure you get your time in.
Great company. If you're looking to buy ice in Austin, King Daddy Ice.
Yeah.
Best ice, coldest ice. And it's not hard to sell ice in Texas. It's like the easiest thing.
Yeah. They're begging for it.
Everybody needs it.
They're sluts for a bunch of ice.
Sluts for a bunch of ice.
A bunch of ice sluts, dude.
And I also currently, I'm making probably the bulk of my money now by instructing at a racetrack.
That's very cool.
And that's been the most fun the last year.
So you teach people like how to drift and whatnot?
Mm-hmm. It's loose surface racing, so you're drifting like around corners and stuff. But specifically, we teach rally. So I'm good at talking with people, and I was like an okay driver. I thought I was better than I was when I started, and they just gave me like lessons and, you know, taught me, you know, how to get better and better. And then
sounds like comedy.
It is. It's like open mic.
We all think we know, and then we figure out there's better.
Yeah.
Ways to...
Small stuff.
It's like a wax on, wax off kind of thing you're doing.
Yeah. I appreciate that.
Yeah. That's sick.
So it's fun. And then comedy on the weekends. So I can work like Monday through Thursday at the track and then hit comedy on the week dizzles.
Has anybody ever been seriously injured on the racetrack? Are you allowed to discuss that?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, it happens. It's dangerous. I think the only injury that Rally Ready had was somebody, and it's always, I mean, it's just you're just not thinking. And the guy had like a window open and he rolled his car and the arm got caught on the outside of the car. It was like a long time ago. But
I've always heard that like if the car starts to roll, you have to like
just grab your seatbelt and go limp. I've been in a lot of rollovers and you just go limp. Just act like you're drunk. That's why drunk drivers survive all the crashes, because you just truly just go limp and let whatever happens happens and then deal with it when it stops rolling.
I only drive drunk.
Yeah, I know, right?
Damn.
But yeah, so that's fun. Rally Ready Driving School if you want to learn how to drift.
Yeah, absolutely. Go sideways on dirt.
It's fun.
You can get out there and learn.
Yeah, Dean said he'd teach me.
I said I would. Try to get out there. We'll figure it out.
Fuck, I don't remember that, but.
Yeah, we'll pound a couple beers back, and then we'll get out there.
We'll get out there. You can't. Unfortunately, we can't drink and drive on the track, but.
Count me out.
Okay, communist.
Wow, I thought this was America, dude.
But I think a ride along with Fiona would be a lot of fun.
Like, I'm in there? Or?
Passenger seat, yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be a blast.
Do you record it?
Uh-huh.
That's
content.
GoPro
content.
On the inside, GoPro
like
on the outside.
That.
It'd be fun as fuck.
GoPro on the inside, bro on the outside.
Do that, then so, shoot some guns. It's a fun day.
That'd be a great time.
It's
Lone
like
Star
the
Gun
most
Range
American
is like
day
really
there
close
is.
To it.
Mm. Yeah, we got to get you behind the 50 cal.
There's guys that'll do it in Austin.
Shit, yeah.
Be fun.
Somebody asked a question, and I'm not enough of a gunman to know. But they were like 357 mag or 44?
Ooh, 357 is like a nostalgia round, I feel like.
Mm.
Or a 44? You'd be a bad dude shooting 44. I would say 357.
I don't know what that means. They asked that in
the
live.
It's the caliber.
Like,
so it's like
I mean, I know it's the caliber. Like, what's the...
357 is pretty big.
Is it bigger than 44?
No, but it's like, how much power do you need? How big of a bullet, you know?
One is in a different measurement scale, right? Like
uh-huh.
One is European and one is...
Is that what it is?
357, because millimeter is imperial system, right?
Okay.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know it got back to Star Wars.
Okay. Brady literally knows everything about everything.
I don't know much
yeah,
about
it's crazy.
This.
How's that WD-40 lubing you up?
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
All right.
Pretty good.
I got a comedy question. Do you remember your first joke?
Yeah. It was about how a blowjob should sound like a washing machine.
All right.
And it was just, that was a bit that I loved. And I remember it, like, everything else I felt like up until that point was all like, oh, I look like this or I look like that or... I'm like this, but like that was like the first one that I like. I felt like I curated and I wrote down and like I remember going like, oh, this is the punchline. But it was like how young women don't know how to give a blowjob, but old women do. And you'll take a woman out and a young girl, you'll be like, she'll be like, I want to go to the ballet. And I go, I don't want to go to the ballet. How about we go to Whataburger and maybe I can catch a Hummer on the way home. You can get away with that. The younger women, they'll give away. But older women, they'll make you like wait for it. And they'll wait till like halfway through a blowjob. And then they'll ask the question. And then you're just so dumb, you'll say yes to anything. Like halfway through a blowjob. And then old lady goes, and it should sound like this, by the way. It should sound like, and I would do like a big act out.
Yeah, like a washing machine.
Like a washing machine. Yeah. And then I said, it sounds like a washing machine, doesn't it? Like it should. And then,
dude, if that doesn't go well, and you have to keep doing the sound.
And you go, I'm like, I got another, that's I'm going to do it twice more.
Yeah.
But it's like, but yeah, I remember that.
Wait, what is a younger lady? What age?
25.
Yeah, between like 19 and 25. That's a younger lady.
And the older is 26 and up?
Yeah.
Maybe like 28.
They know when to ask for what they want.
I'm young.
You were.
You're a young gal.
I am old.
Are you old?
Even had it, yeah.
How old are you?
37.
37 is not. You got like, I think 42 is old.
Yeah, 42 is the oldest you can be.
That's not
oldest.
That far. That's 5 years
away.
We got
a few years away. But
Man's
you're still
robbing
young.
The wheelchair, you know?
Yeah.
He's getting
robbing
close
the broken
to robbing
cradle.
The wheelchair. Robbing the wheelchair.
Cradle's on wheels, isn't it? Can be.
Cradles
I'm robbing the stroller. That's what it is.
We got it.
We
got to it. Look at us. We're so sharp, dude.
We're ramping up.
Hell yeah.
We're ramping up.
Oh,
great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The wheels are turning. So that's your first joke. And how did you get into comedy? Like, what was like the push for you?
Doing an open mic in front of a group of coworkers and then doing like really well. And then going back and being like, oh, I think I can do this, and then bombing a lot. Mm-hmm. And then having that like, oh, but I know I can do it, you know, I know it's possible. And then I mean, from the some of the first open mics, like meeting some of the comedians, Spencer and Miles Johnson, and being like, oh, I miss this like football feeling, like yeah. I'm a part of something, you know? And so like that was definitely appealing. And then we're like in the trenches together. We're like, none of our shit's working, and like trying to figure it out. That was a lot of fun. And just kept doing that. And then, now I'm here.
Fuck yeah. That's a good story right there. Everybody's got it. What were you doing when you started?
I was building power lines in Georgetown.
Texas.
Yeah,
thought so.
And then I remember starting to, I remember starting to like post some stuff about shows. And then my boss being like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm doing comedy. And he goes, around here? And I go, yeah. He goes, let's not post about that a whole lot. I was like, why? And he goes, I don't know. You're a citizen of the city. You're a city employee. Yeah. Talking about giving washing machine blowjobs at the.
He's like, so you have heard my stuff.
That's where you were there. It's crushing,
oh,
isn't it?
You watched my set, dude.
It's crushing, isn't it?
Thanks for coming.
Did you like that poster?
Did you share?
Did you share it, though?
And you have one of my favorite story jokes.
Okay.
I think so. But have you ever had a crazy experience that has turned into a joke for you?
Yeah, a few of them. One of the ones that I like right now is it's like a Plan B joke that I have.
It's just a thing.
Yeah, I heard that last night.
Thank you. Well, you just said you heard it. You didn't say you liked it. That was very presumptuous that I said. Thank you. But it's a joke that goes really well. But it is like from being like, just like the way that girls are like nonchalant about like waking up and being like, go get me a Plan B pill. And I'm like, God, it kind of hurts my feelings that it's the first thing that we talk about as soon as we wake up.
That is one of my favorite.
It's a really good
Why don't
joke.
We go to breakfast first?
Yeah,
as a family.
As a family one time.
That's the funniest shit.
Like the gator story.
Yeah,
is that the
that's
one?
The one
yeah.
I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
How's it dating as a comedian?
How's it dating as a comedian? It's miserable.
Yeah.
I feel like if I date comics, that it ends in like we're all crazy people.
Yeah.
Not saying anything. But I'm also like pushed towards the thought that maybe dating a comics. Nashville's very inspirational in this way. I come here and y'all are all dating. Y'all are all booed up over here. Everybody's booed up. Lee's got a baby mama. Zach Townsend found a woman somehow.
What?
And if he can find love, how?
It's possible for anyone.
It's possible for anybody. So that gives me inspiration.
Relationships too. It's not like dating something like you work at a restaurant and you're dating a server.
Yeah.
It always ends poorly. Like.
Oh God.
Y'all are all engaged or or about to get married or.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
The scene. This like our like a graduation graduation group, thank you. Of comedians, I feel like even if it's just like Austin, Nashville, I feel like there's a like a group of us that kind of came up, and we're all kind of friends. Everybody's hitting that like marriage, you know, like
age.
Everybody's age, yeah. And fun, and I would love to be married. I want to be married so bad, but it's like it's hard.
Yeah, put the work in to find the right.
Yeah, they found the right one. Yeah, it's hard. It's not easy.
Mm-mm. Are you on apps?
No,
dating?
I can't do apps.
I feel like apps are where a comedian would shine, though.
If you're trying to get laid,
yeah.
But if you're not looking for, looking for looking for love in all the wrong places. That's the apps, and so you know you got to meet. And plus, I'm good at meeting girls, like. Naturally,
yeah.
Like I
that
like talking.
Line you threw out last night to your server.
Yeah. I try to line. This is my favorite. Where it's the best. Where they walk past, say, "Can I get you anything?" You go, "Oh no, I'm good." And then they come past again, and when they come past, you go, "Hey, I changed my mind." And they go, "Yeah," and you go, "Yeah, can I get your number?"
Ah.
And sometimes it works. And then she looked at me, and she goes.
No.
I go, thank you.
All right, then can I get the check? Thank you.
But no, I mean, I, you know, you live and you learn, you love and figure out, you'll find somebody someday, I figure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dating around.
You got to keep on keeping. Actually, I think the key to finding someone is giving up completely.
It's cliche, is it really giving but up? It's true.
It's like when you least expect it.
Oh, I literally grabbed something on my face. Thought we're going to have a moment right there.
I have a follow-up question that I thought of today. What are some red flags that you think that you give other people?
Oh.
And also, what are red flags that you've previously ignored in other people?
Red flags for me, for sure, are when I go, I don't know, like I can, never mind, one of y'all go.
No, it's about you.
When I can't speak to the red flag because I think I don't want to, but I can tell you. My red flag for me is when I see a red flag and I go, oh, yeah. I go, yeah, I've been here before. This is going to be fun. You know, like, and I knew the red flag. I know that it's what hurt me before, but it's like you still, so I'm like, my red flag is going after those red flags when I see them. Yeah.
It's the right shade of red.
It's the right shade of red. Boah. Besides red flags?
What are red flags that you see in someone else?
I want a real red flag for me in that. That was a cop out.
Okay, what is a red flag for me when I see, this is a red flag. When I go to like a festival or I go to an event and the person doesn't want to like get in and get after it. It's kind of a red flag for me where I'm like, all right, if you're not willing to like get in and like have fun.
Yeah.
Like I'm a fun guy. I'm going to be losing.
What do you mean
lot.
You're not going to do this cocaine?
No. I don't.
Are
like,
you trying to get in or get out?
No, I don't like coke. Red flag. Coke is a red flag.
Agree.
Every time. Okay, that's a good red flag. Every time I see a girl do coke, it's like it does like immediately I'm unattracted to her.
That's a really good thing to hold.
What about women with the sniffles?
Yeah. Not even that, dude. I've dated so many cokeheads that you just go.
If you're older than 25 and still doing coke,
It's like, yeah, if I want you to have my babies one day, I don't want you to just be like, ooh, just because there's coke.
One
I want
day.
Kids, yeah. 100% I want kids. I'll pass these eyes on. Give these to somebody.
I got nothing I need to pass on.
You do too. You got pretty eyes. You good hair.
And I buy them.
You buy your eyes? You bought your eyes?
You bought your eyes?
That's crazy.
Yeah, contacts? Penny.
Holy cow. There's no way it's contacts. That'd be wild if they were contacts.
That's
your real eyes.
Yeah, real eyes. You too, you got pretty eyes.
Thank you. These are my real ones.
Yep. Poo poo brown eyes over there.
I got blue eyes.
Oh, you do have blue eyes too?
Are we all blue eyes here?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, bunch of blue eyed bandits.
Coffee. What are some red flags for you?
Like my own red flag?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I want to know that. Let me write that down.
I think I had so many, and now those aren't really in play anymore.
Perfect. Talk about them.
I think being the life of the party is probably a red flag. Yeah.
A life of the party is a red flag?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like you never want to be the loudest person in the
room. Yeah, I've definitely
been the life of the
drunkest
party and the loudest
person in the room.
Yeah, you never want to be the drunkest person in the room.
No. But the life of the party, that's different than
or somebody like, had a like, joke. Too social, like I couldn't like stay in one place.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that would be bad.
And I was a big whore, so
that was a red
that's
flag
a
right
red
there.
Flag.
High body count, big red flag.
I don't even want. I never even. Not only do I not ask, I go, please, let's not talk about this.
Yeah, I think that
I don't
want to
know,
mature.
And you don't want to know. Yeah.
Here's the thing. I was.
That's
going
what I go. I go what's
lot.
Your number? And they give me their area code. I go, mm-mm.
No,
what's
no,
your
no.
body count?
And I'm like, yes, I answered.
First of all,
your question.
Probably got a lot.
615.
315.
615. No. I don't want your phone number. I want your body count.
Yes.
Yes. 615. Jesus.
No.
It's Jason Bourne.
I don't know. I think, God, yeah, I think I was out too much, and I loved attention. I still
big tension
do, but
guy over
I
here.
Find it in different ways now. You know, the comedy. No.
Yeah. You found a way
nice
to get
when
paid
you get that?
For it.
Yeah.
Look at me.
I'm
laugh
so pretty.
At me.
What's your red flag?
That's what I tell crowds
bitch.
Sometimes. I go, look at
what's
me.
What's my red flag?
I'm so pretty.
I don't know about now.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but back in the day, it was definitely like, what's it called? Where, like, you have to, like you, what's the word? Codependent?
Codependence?
Yeah. Like, codependence.
Like, hey, give me my space. That girl that's like, oh, hey, we're going to go have lunch and then maybe go play tennis and then have dinner. It's like, I might have a job.
Yeah.
I'm going
I don't
to
know
work.
If that was like a red flag for
I
me
think
or if it
your
was just,
red flag
that's what
is
mine
golf.
Was. Red flag. I mean, if I'm hitting a stick.
If a girl played
I'm
golf, would that be
red
a red
flag?
Flag?
No.
Oh, okay.
Like, my red flag, I think, was, like, codependent. Like, I don't know if that's a red flag or just, like, a bad personality trait.
Yeah, it's not great. Some people like it,
where,
though.
Like, I would put too much
that one takes
on that
two
person.
To codependency relies on, yeah, another person.
Yeah. Well, like, my happiness.
Most of the time,
like,
they find themselves. They find another codependent person.
Yeah.
And they're happy.
I've always been very codependent, and so we might be stuck in that.
Maybe that is it.
Oh, are you codependent? No.
I used to be. And then I was like, I am me, and she is I, or something.
That's a song lyric.
It's such a cute pup. That's
literally,
an angel,
you're
baby.
The sweetest, but sit down.
Buy her
sweet
on Facebook.
Angel, baby.
Yeah, you can buy her on Facebook next week if she keeps this up.
Really?
No, she's the sweetest.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question. I feel like we're not really getting to it, though.
Well, but
okay,
also,
so
it can, like,
your green flags are.
Okay.
Oh.
So the same.
Humble and kind.
Both are green.
When they have both, if I'm being honest, when they have both, their parents are still married.
Really?
Ooh.
Because I'm like, all right.
I think that's a red flag for me.
Really?
Yeah.
I agree. Because
well, I want to know. I want to give my kids the best chance, and everybody in my family got divorced.
Yeah.
So I'm like, maybe I want to find a person that, like, grew up with a family that knows what that's like.
Yeah.
And can, like, continue that for my kids.
Are your parents married?
No, they never got married.
Oh, I see why you want that then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a green flag because maybe they do have a good example of what sticking through thick and thin looks like, and, like, being
you
committed.
Know, my biggest red flag, I think, with other people is whenever they have not been through hardship in, like, a genuine way.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If they're like, bitch, you've
like,
been
complain
through
about
a
something?
Lot. That's how we connected.
I lied.
What? What'd you lie about?
Like, that's, we did kind of trauma bond.
Yeah, me and Matt's, like, first date that we didn't realize was a date. We just trauma bonded really hard. And I felt very seen because he's had a lot of health issues as well. So I was like, whoa.
I'm so
you get me, I get you, you know. And that might be codependent.
That might be. And that's fine.
Yeah, all I'm saying is don't leave me.
Please. Leave me, I'm not codependent, but if you leave me,
I've got a wrench.
Yeah. I'm not codependent, but if you leave me, I'll unalive
myself. Take the nuts out of your tires.
Yeah, fuck.
Come on now. We're smarter than
disconnect
that.
Disconnect the battery.
I think my green flag, it's the same thing, though. I think I'm emotionally intelligent because I've been through a lot. So I can, like, hear. But I'm not empathetic if I don't think it passes a certain
litmus test.
Yeah, which isn't fair.
Yeah, that's a red flag for you.
Yeah.
You want to hear a huge red flag that I had today at the airport?
Ooh, hit us.
So I'm sitting at this bar and Rodney calls me.
Yeah.
And first of all, sweetest man. I kind of want to play one of his voicemails just because it's like
the
sweetest.
I would love to hear that.
I will after this. But he calls me and he goes, hey man, you know, My flight got delayed, so I'm just driving, you know, 6 hours home instead. Am I still in frame? Am I good?
Barely. Don't move out anymore.
I got a bad back.
You are old.
How about now? All right. So he calls me. He's, you know, driving home. He's like, man, I just want to tell you, he's like, you are just an incredible person. He's like, you're a phenomenal comedian. Like, I'm so proud that you work with me. And, like, just being so, like, nice and, like, yeah, just complimentary. And he's like, you'll never have to. He's like, you're fine where you are. He's like, you're doing great. He's like, you'll never have to go back to social work. And, like, this lady's sitting beside me. And I was like, dang, Rodney, that's so nice. I guess I'm going to go ahead and unload my gun. And, like, just being, like, a suicide joke. And the lady beside me goes, and I can see her look at me. I'm just like,
at the airport.
Yeah, and then like I get super paranoid because like I like immediately like cash out after I get off the phone with him.
What did Roddy say? Would Roddy laugh?
Yeah, he was laughing, but he didn't realize that like I'm
at the airport.
You know, and I'm just like, oh shit, I should not like flying.
Thanks,
is
I'm gonna
my
go
job.
Unload my gun before this flight.
Yeah, oh, thank you. I got. I'm gonna unload this gun that I have in my backpack. But I'm, like, so paranoid after that because she's, like, looking around. Like, after I said it, I'm like, oh, fuck, I got to get out of here. So, I get my check, and I'm, like, walking around, and, like, I'm trying to get a coffee from this lady. And, like, the cop, like, five cops, like, start walking by, and this lady goes, uh-oh. And I'm like, what? She goes, that's not good. When they're coming down here, I'm like, oh, shit. And then they go to my gate and are talking to the gate attendant. And, like, showing their phone to him. And in my head, I'm like, oh, my God, they got me on camera. That lady said something. They're like, he's going to – we identified this guy. We got his check or whatever. He's going to be on this flight. So, like, before I'm boarding, like, the whole time, I'm like, dude, as soon as I scan in
– they're going to fucking
– they're about to flag me, and I'm never going to fly again, and my whole life is over after Rodney was like, don't ever worry about going back to social work. Oh my God! No. So yeah,
and then what happened? You checked
they
in.
They scanned in. I was just very paranoid.
Wow. Wait, I want to show you something. Okay, so I don't want to like be mean in case this is a person that watches the pod, but okay, I did a show in Huntsville, and for the first time, like audience members brought me some gifts.
That's sweet.
Okay. That's really sweet. And this one guy brings me something he made.
Oh, that's cool as shit. He, like, put the work into it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
He made a Fiona Collie playing card, which sounds really cool, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he gave me one.
Okay.
The photos... This man, I'm almost 29 years old. Yeah, first off, this photo is from my 21st birthday. Flip it over. Flip it over.
Look at that.
I can't even see it. What is it?
Donk.
That is from when I was like 19 years old.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's look at that.
Yeah, look at that. That puts all the wonders to shame.
What are the? I want to see the stats. I want to see stats.
They're stacked.
Fiona.
The security guard.
Call me.
Carl, what are you doing?
I was a volleyball player.
Yeah,
and this is
thing.
What is this? This is a trading card.
I guess
that's
he
really
made
cool
me
though.
But there's no stats.
Man, he had
I
to go
the...
through it to get to it. You know what I mean?
What? Yeah. How did he get
those
a hold of these pictures?
They're in
your
top
like
five.
Way back on my Instagram. They're like 10 years old.
Oh wow.
Anyway,
that's wild.
The
that one's
butt
recent.
Photo cracked me the fuck up. And the security guy at the club was like, damn, your husband knew what he was doing.
Yeah. Daddy like a fatty. You know what I mean? Oh, I'm sorry. That sounded weird.
You happy you said that?
Daddy like a fatty. That is so great. I got to go to the bathroom
nice
real quick.
Twice.
I got to take this in the bathroom.
Isn't that the craziest thing you ever saw?
That's pretty cool. I'm actually down with it. Hell yeah,
I
dude. Do
this
one of me, but like make my crotch look magnificently giant.
What?
I was going to say, I don't know what word I was going from there, but I didn't get it. I feel like I'm having a stroke tonight. Every time I try and like think of something, I'm like, it's gone.
It's gone, dude.
Dude, I got made fun of so bad for this photo when I posted it.
The butt one?
Yeah.
Why?
So
really?
Because I captioned something dumb, like I wasn't trying to show my ads up.
Mm-hmm. Like you're like a Taylor Swift reference or something? Yeah.
I said, well, I have a Band-Aid on my arm because I had to get stitches, and I said, I got 99 stitches.
But a bitch ain't one.
Or 99 browns, but a stitch ain't one. That's what I'm
It's very funny.
Man, get the hell out of here. Ruining our pod.
With the, what, the cops?
Yeah.
No.
They're probably coming
for
me.
From the airport. Yep. Got
they really came a long way.
Dude, they let that one simmer.
Damn, I thought this would be a funnier reaction. I'm sorry.
No, I love it.
No, it's great.
Yeah.
You got a donk, girl?
Not anymore.
I mean.
She got a donk. She got a donk. All right, let's see the latest voicemail from Rodney.
Oh, yes. This is insider shit nobody gets a hold of.
Let's see here. Oh, well, that's not what we're doing.
He sounds like how I'd hope he would sound.
I know. Why is it? I had it on speakerphone. It didn't work.
Kenderoni Taylor. That's who I'm looking for. You know who it is. I'm just checking in, saying hello. It's a beautiful day in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I may. In fact, yes. Okay. All right. I decided. I'm going to play golf. Hope you're having a good day, buddy. Love you.
God, that's so sweet. He sounds just like my dad.
It's,
like how my dad.
Oh, you have a dad.
He is just like one of the sweetest men ever.
That's not great. I said he sounds like my dad. I didn't say he was a good one.
Actually, that frightened me. That voicemail really scared me.
It did? That one?
Not like you. I don't know. You were scared of your father.
Oh, like, yeah. Well, I'm not scared of him. I'll take him.
You beat
were
down.
You, though?
He'll run out of gas fast.
He
that's
got
a,
beat grown up.
That's a celebrity huh? who you could whoop right there.
Glenn your Stanfield?
Own, yeah. That's another interesting question. Like, are you past the point where you're like, it's weird because like once you get to the point where you're like, oh, I could fight my father, you're like,
yeah.
But I don't want to. That would just
I don't know.
Sad.
If I'm being truly honest, my dad is a wiry little man. I mean,
oh, really?
Really?
My dad's
what's
like a,
your
he's
mom
still,
look like?
He's still like, he still shoes horses, so he's shoeing, you know, 10 to 12 horses a day. Dad'd be hard to fight. I mean, I could get him, but if he got a hold of
he'd
me
be
early.
Hard to catch.
No, he wouldn't move at all. He'd wait till I got in close, and then if he got his hands on me, I'd probably be done.
Old man strength.
Yeah, but I think I can pop him from the outside. I think
Dean,
I can still duck and weave
siblings?
Better.
Huh? Do you have siblings?
Siblings? Yeah, I got. Dad has three kids: Bodie, Briley, and Brooklyn. And then Mama's got a one. Yeah, he went three Bs. I don't know. Dean and then Bodie, Briley, Brooklyn. And then my mom's got one daughter. She's
you
in the Navy.
Have
so
siblings.
Proud of her. It's all half siblings.
Oh, because yes. They weren't married.
They weren't
this
married. They just
like...
I was an uh-oh baby in college and then
oh.
Yeah, they separated, you know, before I was born.
So who did you grow up with primarily, or were you back and forth?
Back and
even?
Forth. Yeah. And then
your
I
dad,
went to live with my
yeah.
grandparents.
And...
like in a sad way?
No, I think sorry. Everybody was pretty cool with the situation. I think
yeah, like...
I was ready to leave. They were ready to get out, you know. Yeah, I think
you know what I mean, though. Like,
yeah. You know, CPS was involved. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And your grandparents
called.
Are they still around?
Papa died in 2019.
Fuck.
And then
they didn't have to see a bunch of shit that went down in the world. That's good.
He died right before it. He would have had an attitude about that whole pandemic. That motherfucker would have
had an attitude.
He would have had an attitude about that pandemic.
Love that.
So he got yeah he passed away just in time and then my nana still lives in Corpus Christi, Texas.
Corpus Christi.
Nice.
on the beach
that's where she loves
right near the beach.
And then daddy's still in Florence,
Italy.
Nope, Texas. real shittier version of Florence, Italy. Not really. I mean, it's a nice place. I like it. It's fine.
Are you close with any of your siblings?
Annalise, my little sister, my mom's daughter, she's a captaining a destroyer in the South China Sea with the Navy right now.
What do you mean? That's crazy.
She's such a badass. I love her. I think she's in San Diego. They're ported in San Diego right now. She's married to a Marine. Who's also a badass.
Trust
Anakin.
Marines, dude.
You don't?
My dad was a Marine.
Well, here's I don't know if this helps. He's a medic in the Marines.
That helps a lot.
Yeah. So he just makes sure that the Marines don't die.
He just wants to make sure everyone's good.
Yep.
I like that.
And they let him carry it. I asked him the other day. They were backpacking around San Diego, like doing like hikes and stuff. And I said, like, what do you carry out there? He goes, Advil. he's a fucking whining ass Marine.
How
much Advil can
he's like, I asked him the first time. I was like, how much Advil should I take? They said, how much are you planning on taking? And he goes, I was thinking about taking. They said, double it. Double it and triple it. They're going to complain.
How old is your little sister?
She's 5 years younger than me, so 26.
Oh, she's a captain?
Yeah, she's just captaining the boat. So it's a team of people that drive the boat. Yeah. And she takes turns in between all of the stations up on them.
Yeah,
so at some
you
point,
idiot.
She's doing this. And then some point, she's like behind a computer. And yeah. Sometimes she's like
Damn,
telling people what to do.
She's smart as shit.
Yeah, that's
boss
cool.
ass
boss
bitch.
Lady.
Hell yeah.
Boss ass
Does
bitch.
She have your eyes?
She has a little bit, I hate to say it, they're a little more hazily, so they're kind of crappier.
Do you know the strong line about eye color, and yeah, I love that. Yeah.
But other than that, she's got it all. She's a mother to two sweet little darling baby
she
kittens.
She has kids?
Kittens.
Oh.
She has two cats. Cats, yeah.
Oh, my Lord, dude.
She's
I was like...
Mac and Beans is what they're called. Those little,
Mac and Beans.
There's a little Scottish cats with the folded ears.
Yeah, I've never seen that.
Really? A Scottish... Look up Scottish Fold.
Were you bullied in high school?
Me? Not really. I had, like, there were some bullies that, Jesse Purata. There was a rumor going around. Look at this thing. Look how cute these things are.
Oh, wow.
She has two of those. One's called Mac and
looks
one's
like
called
a rabbit.
Beans.
Shut up. Okay, I get it.
Oh,
I get
so cute.
It.
It's my little nephew
Damn,
and niece.
Damn, I want one.
Look at that dog. Just looking. Look at the snack.
Brady and Lou have bonded so strong, and she's like, why aren't we chilling right now?
Bro, we're supposed to be chilling. So, what was it? What were we questioning talking about?
So,
Annalise?
There was a bully.
Oh, yeah. Jesse Purata. We kind of like beefed in football a little bit. And he would always call me like white boy. I was so I graduated with 752 people, and there was 10.
God damn.
10.
Is that big?
752?
That's Texas school for you right there.
We had 450.
Yeah,
that's the biggest I've ever heard of until right now.
I don't even remember. I think I was like two something.
We weren't that big of school. We were 5A. You know, they're still.
Oh yeah, there's like 7A,
6A. I think is where
what?
They're at.
What Franklin? Yeah. I feel like I had more.
Maybe.
Mm.
Sorry, keep going.
No, but
beefed.
We beefed, and he thought I peed in his locker, and he peed in mine. And
did you? Be honest.
I don't know. I can't remember.
I mean, you know, who
sounds
remembers
like some shit.
Like,
yeah, honestly,
ago.
I would love to claim it.
I can't remember. And then Hunter Pulati was another. I got problems with guys with last
God.
Names.
Yeah,
but I remember Hunter Pulati.
Kind of
exotic
names too.
Yeah, one was Polish and the other one was Spanish. Hunter Pulati was a little dumb little Pole. He's a Pole. I haven't talked to him in years.
That's
I'm sure he's
one.
A great. And he's probably one of those guys that like ended up being a really good guy.
Yeah.
But I remember us. He put a pair of hookouts on my nipple.
What
where, like,
is it? What do you?
So like you would. There's a point where you would take your pads off during football. Where you're kind of vulnerable, and there's these things called hookouts. They're for catching bass, and you go in there and you grab the barb and you click it so it clicks and it holds. So you don't have to keep holding that weight. and he would pull it out. Well, it's they thought it was a really funny game to do it, and when you had your hands up, they'd put it on your nipple and they'd close it. And the only way to get it off is you got to close it tighter to get it out. Oh my God. And so he put one on my nipple, and that dog.
He tried his finger trapped your nip?
Yep, he did. And then
I had to vice grip the nip.
Vice gripped the nip.
That's crazy.
Hunter Pilate. And then
did
he
bleed?
It hurt pretty bad. I don't think it broke skin.
This is insane.
And then after that, I remember we started our beef, and then we were both flirting with the same girl, Chandler Allen, and I jumped out of a tree. To try to impress her.
He didn't. Yeah, fucking pussy ass pole.
Pussy ass pole.
What a punani pole.
But then I left schools and I never saw him again. But I remember we were beefing, and he was like a bully. He was a bully to other kids too, I feel like. And then he was just like a popular kid.
Were you popular?
I was kind of like bouncing in between everybody. Yeah. I was always the life of the party. Red flag. But I was like, I had my main group of people that I would hang out with. And then I kind of just bounced around from group to group. Football, country kids. I mean, I was probably like based in the country kids. But I was bouncing around. I was hanging out with cheerleaders. And I loved everybody.
I imagine you had a lot of female friends.
I had a lot of female friends. A lot of male friends,
I feel
too.
Like that's still true for you today.
Yeah. I
women
like the ladies.
Feel like safe around you.
Yeah, I'm glad. That's something I try to put out. You know, I'm not trying.
No,
to,
that's yeah. good.
Yeah, but also I like chatting with ladies.
Women feel very safe around you.
Why did you say it like that?
He's a no.
Yeah.
This guy's not a threat.
It'd take 15, physically. 20 women to take
even
you.
Even if he wanted to be.
What's the gorilla challenge? It's a gorilla challenge, but it's Matt versus women.
100 women?
It'd take 100 women. No, I think
it'd
take
20.
Or
one woman versus 100 me's. They're like, oh, the woman, for sure. I don't know about that.
Sebastian's always like, I want to see how you're doing. How are you?
Are you okay with this?
It's 100 different times.
I'm sorry. All that cadence.
That was a fun question. Thanks for drumming up those old beef. I hope those guys are still doing all right. If anybody knows about Hunter Pilate or Jesse Pirata.
I like that we're just saying names.
I don't.
Yeah, I feel like you just made up names.
Fight?
No, huh?
Like a fist fight?
Yeah, a lot of fist fights.
Okay, wait. Give me your favorite fist fight.
Favorite fist fight.
It could be adult, it could be high school, whatever.
The later years got kind of, they were just like drunken bar fights. Somebody had an attitude and just drunk and not making sense.
This guy's Steve Turpentine.
Yeah. Hated that guy. No, I think it was a fun like Kingsville, Texas A&M Kingsville fights we got into. I'll tell you one. Tyler Rogers.
Totally normal name.
Freshman year of high school. He's a good dude. He works on elevators now.
Love that.
But we were competing rivals in the snuff industry at Georgetown High. And so I sold
like snuff films?
Cans of snuff.
Oh, yep.
And he sold cans of snuff. And then one time he ran out. I ran out and I go, hey, can I buy some off you? And he goes, yeah, I'll give it to you for like an extended price. And he sold me three of them, but he had dumped the half of the snuff out and put coffee grinds in it and then gave it back to me. And I was going to sell that to somebody else. And I was like, they're open. And he goes, do you want them or not? He cut it. This motherfucker crazy. Was cutting my shit.
Damn, he laced your snuff.
Yeah, with coffee grounds. And I act like I'm not going to know. It smells like Folgers, motherfucker. Yeah. I sniff it and I'm like, dog. Like, I get mad. And then and he's like, what are you going to do? And I go, I mean, I guess nothing. Now. And he goes, what the fuck's that mean? I already gave him the money. So I'm like, well, what do we do? So just kind of beefing, and we're just like eyeing each other down in the hall, and I'm like trying to figure out what I'm going to do. And then finally somebody comes up, I think it was Logan, came up to me, and he goes, hey, after school, Tyler, you and Tyler are going to handle your beef. And I was like, let's go. And after I get my boys, we go out there, and on the baseball diamond, we meet in the middle of the baseball diamond, like 1-2. And then I remember him like, he hit the side of my head like with like a haymaker swing, and I remember it hit me, and I like saw stars. And then I just grabbed the front of his shirt, and like as I'm swinging, I come back, and I felt his nose like give,
oh
with my fist.
Yeah.
And like we both like stopped and we're both like kind of messed up and he's like, "Are you good?" And I was like, "Yeah." I'm like, "All right." And we like tried to walk away all tough. And his dad ended up that night like resetting his nose. Yeah. And he came back to school the next day and just it looked like, I mean, just
got him.
He looked so much worse than I did. But even though we walked away and we're both like, "You good? Yeah, you good?" Like I was talking so much shit. I'm like, "Look at this motherfucker." That's what happens when you mess with Dean. And then he's like, "I'll whip your ass again." I was like, "Please don't." He was big. He was a big boy.
I guess the worst part of waking up is Folgers in your snuff. I was holding on to that one. Oh, I was like, "Ah."
God. Internally.
What?
You fell off screen.
Sorry. The worst part of waking.
That's it again.
I need a bacchiotomy.
But that was probably the most fun one, I think. Fight.
That's a pretty good one.
The craziest fight I ever got in should have been way worse. And luckily, the people were so merciful that it wasn't as bad as it could have been. We were in Panama City on spring break, and we were walking down the beach. And these guys from another school that I knew, like, we were all kind of... I was cool with everybody's high school or whatever. Yeah. We were all on spring break together, and like we were just walking down the beach, and this dude, buddy Jordan Holmes, and Justin Williams, I think was the other guy's name, were like walking past a hotel, and like they're walking past these guys that are just like minding their own business, and they start talking shit to them, so they get into it, and then the two guys are like, "Oh yeah, like why don't you wait right here," and they're like amped up, like, "We'll be right here, dude." And I'm like, "Yeah, we're right here, sure." And their hotel's like right there. They're a football team on spring break, so an entire high school football team comes down, like just jacked, shirtless. And I'm just like, "Oh, we shouldn't have waited right here." You know what I mean?
It's just over the place.
And they all come up, and the little stocky dude, is like a. Being the loudest one, and my buddy George, who's just like a stoner peacekeeper guy, you know, he like walks up to the guy, he's like, "Hey man," he's like, "We don't want any problems, sorry about my friends or whatever, and we're just trying to be cool," and he's like, "Two steps back, motherfucker," and like as soon as he says that, George is like fucked up, he takes two steps forward, and that dude knocks him out cold.
That knocks your buddy out?
Yeah. I mean, just he's bicycle, if you're not ready for it, on the way down, and it all everything kind of like breaks out right there, and we all start swinging on each other, and then I get hit, and then I hit this other guy like a few times, and like I take a step back because I got rocked, and I look over, and George is like getting back up. But when he gets up, he's like finishing his sentence that he was saying when he got knocked out. And the guy comes over and just knocks him out again.
Oh, no.
And then, like, I'm back away from the fight. And, like, once he, like, knocks him out, he, like, spits on him and then just starts kicking him in the nuts.
Oh.
Like, as he's, like, on his back. So I just, like, run and, like, crow hop and just cleanly hit this guy in the chin. Didn't hurt my hand or anything.
Yeah.
Barely even felt it. He's out cold. He goes, like, face down in the sand. And like I hit him and I look up and this giant, I mean 6'7", I'd say, because he was like taller than my buddy that was like 6'6". This dude was huge. It's like barreling at me. And like all I can do is like I just like curl up and like drop down. Yeah. And he like tries to like spear me but like misses me.
Uh-huh.
And like I'm just laying there. And then like he grabs me and like pulls me back to him and he's trying to hit me. Like, and but I just keep like moving.
Dude, if you've never hit somebody before, like on a ground and pound situation,
it's you'll so fuck infuriating. Your hand up.
Or you just like you don't have like the. I remember hitting a guy and like get him on the ground. I was so mad. I was trying to, but it felt like in a dream where you're like fighting your buddy. I'm like, okay, that's not hard enough. And I'd like hit him. And I'm like, that's not hard enough. God, how do I hit him hard? I can't get enough room.
Yeah. Dude, he kept like clipping me but missing, like hitting the sand.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like, I guess rolling his wrist or something. And he just gets so mad. He like grabs me, screams in my face like as loud as he can, picks me up, and just throws me down the beach like a barrel in Donkey Kong. Dude, after that, I like literally hit, like get up and just sprint. Like, I just started running and just didn't stop, dude. And once I started running, everything got wild. And, like, two of my buddies, I guess, had knives on them and, like, pulled out knives, and that's when, like, everybody stopped. And I was like, oh, yeah. Thank God.
That's scary. When you pull out a knife and the fights stop, it's like, that's great.
That's the thing. There was, like, 50 of them and six, seven of us, and only 6, 7, 10 of them jumped in.
Yeah.
Like, they could have just beat the absolute shit out of us.
Yeah, but it's like, but they were, like, so many people. About it,
which was nice, so...
And my spring breaks didn't go like that.
Yeah, it's the only person you got ever in a fight. Out, by the way,
it's a cool feeling.
A fight?
When you knock somebody out,
I the rest of the fight sucks. Like, I was so excited, and I looked and saw the biggest human I've ever seen running at me.
So you can't stop and enjoy it.
No, but it was like it was because I've hit people before and like, oh, that shattered my hand. That because if you hit somebody in the head, it's
him in the skull.
It hurts, yeah. It hurts very bad. But that dude dropped so quick, I was just like, oh, shit, I think I knocked him out. And he wasn't moving. I was like, I did knock him out. And I look up, and this guy's just like barely at me.
Yeah, that was the lineman. You hit the quarterback.
Yeah, right?
God. Dude, that dude was huge. I got dropped outside Liquid Smoke back in, like, my college days. My buddy and this other guy were, like, fighting on the ground outside of a bar. And I'm not doing anything. I'm like, I'm not getting into this. Like, I'm just standing there. And the next thing I know, like, I feel like my hand is, like, hitting the asphalt. And I'm, like, trying to push myself back up. I'm like, oh, I just got knocked out.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm, like, turning around trying to figure out who hit me and can't see. Like, like, to this day, I'm like, did I pass out or did I get knocked out? But, like, my head hurts. So, like, my jaw and everything hurts so bad. And to this day, I have no idea who hit me. But, like, it dropped me, and, like, I didn't get fully knocked out.
You get caught unaware, and you can't, like, prepare your, like, tuck your jaw in or something. Somebody catches you blindsided. I think
somebody came from behind me and just blindsided me.
It's a go-to-sleep button.
It is.
In the jaw. I've knocked a few people out in the jaw, but I've never been. I don't think I've ever been hit in the face.
Really?
It hurts.
You're a big, tall guy. Not really. It's hard to get all the way up here.
Well, most of my fights were against people way bigger than me.
Okay.
Almost.
Mine were always bigger than me. I'm really? Like, golly.
That's how it goes.
The guy I hit that knocked out was my size. That's the only person I think I've ever, like, gotten into it with.
Because you can't, like, get leverage that you need to, like, actually, like, dislocate it or hit anywhere efficient when you're punching up. But if you're punching down.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you don't even have to be a professional. I've hit a lot of kids in my life
and hitting people fucked them up.
Like, you can just bump them on the head and they go.
Oh, I know. I had this one kid that wanted to fight me for some reason in middle school, and he was, like, so tiny and twerpy, and I was like, dude, what are we doing? Why are we fighting? But he was just like, I just kept knocking him on the forehead, and he kept like picking his heads up, and I just like back of the knuckles to the forehead. He quit it. Hit me. And I like every time he come up, I just like smack him.
Have you ever been in an altercation?
I have been hit, but those aren't fun stories.
Oh, yeah. Those are dark.
What about Jamerica?
Jamerica. Bitch. I had a bully in elementary school named Jamerica.
Uh-huh.
She was like 5'9" in third grade.
Dude, really?
Do that? Yeah. Big lady.
Yeah. She was skinny. She was just like very fucking tall.
She had reach.
And women, when they hit, dude.
Oh, my God.
I grew up getting bullied by women. I would say more bullies that I had than men. I didn't even think about the women.
Y'all, I got hit by a lady on New Year's Eve.
Yeah?
This year?
I think we talked about that.
Oh, we did. That crazy Kill Tony wench.
Yeah. Over at Tony Hinchcliffe's apartment.
Yeah.
Or loft.
It's like coked out girl. Well, I don't know.
She was hitting everybody. She hit Jay Legend. Yeah. She hit me. And then she hit Nate.
Dude, hitting Jay Legend's ballsy.
Chains opener.
Jay Legend will swing back.
8 times.
He don't put up with shit.
She hit him 8 times.
Dude, he didn't. He's put such his hands up.
Yeah. Well, nah, I'd say that. I said Jay Legend is an absolute sweetheart that I would never hit a woman.
He's a legend. All right. I say we wrap it up with the existential question. And then move it over.
Oh, really?
Over to the Patreon.
Oh, and then we go to the Patreon?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Could the Taco That's Bell be here for my Patreon?
Yeah. It's loose. Yeah. You can go and put that order in.
Okay, put that. It's been put. It says it gets here at 11:50. I can't wait. I'm gonna unbuckle my pants for the Patreon.
Hell yeah. So, The last question.
Okay.
It's a bit of a thinker. Okay. Feel free to answer as freely as you like.
I love this.
Damn, she just... Oh.
Oh, well. Sweet angel, baby.
Do you think dying is scary or relieving?
Relieving. I think I've done a lot of thought about death. I've almost died a lot. And in the couple of moments that I've had when I thought I was going to die, it was relieving. I didn't feel like, even though like one of them was a rollover wreck where I wasn't wearing my seatbelt and I was like heading towards the driver's side window after like the second roll. And I was like, oh, I'm going through that window. Like I had that like slow down thought and I go like, oh, these are my last moments. And it felt peaceful.
Really?
I got lucky enough that I hit the roof and then bounced off and then pinned myself under the steering wheel. After it like got done rolling, I never like exited the vehicle. I mean, I was fucked up, but I didn't die. But in that moment, I remember going out and thinking like, oh, this is the end. And it was so like just calming.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I don't think that, yeah, dying is as like scary as people. I mean, I might feel differently when if I get like cancer and I got to really think about it for a long time.
Yeah.
But in those like last moments of like.
Have you ever drowned?
Close. Very that, close.
For me, that's the most peaceful. You let go real quick. You've been like resuscitated?
I got caught. I jumped off a boat while I was driving and my life jacket got caught on the side and I just drug next to the boat for a little too long. Papa wasn't paying attention.
Oh, man.
And then they like slowed down. They came up and I remember the thought like, oh, I should be. Like something's gonna, like I should be swimming right now. And then like, oh, I'm not swimming. Like I'm still getting like drug. And my, they weren't like going like super fast, but it was like enough that I was underwater. And I was just like, it was just like, I was a part of the boat. So like water was going around me on the other side, but I couldn't breathe. And then I just remember being like enough time that I just kind of, it just got like kind of dark and then out. And then I remember waking back up. And like on the boat, so I don't think they didn't have to like give me CPR or anything.
Yeah,
but I think I passed out for sure, and like would have drowned, but I never like took on any water.
That's crazy. Yeah, whenever I got hurt and we were on the way to the ER, I remember like in the back of the car, like I was just in so much pain, and then just there was nothing. And I remember like I was like, I just want to go to sleep.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna go to sleep. And my mom was like, No. Stay awake. Stay awake. And it's like, oh my God, I just want to go to sleep so bad.
Yeah.
I was like, this is the peacefully. Most tired and peaceful I've ever felt. I was like, I just want to go to bed.
Cozy. You feel like you're in like cozy little bed.
Yeah, I felt like really warm. This is nice.
Loss of blood?
A lot of internal bleeding.
Okay, yeah. They say that's the deal. That one's scary too. Like losing a lot of blood.
Yeah. Imagine seeing it. I remember watching my heart rate at like 200.
Jesus.
Yeah. And but luckily I was on a bunch of pain pills, so I was just like, oh my God. That's crazy.
Have you told the story before on the pod? Mm-hmm. Or like what happened?
I think so, yeah.
I just collided
with another player in baseball and it like broke a bunch of my insides.
They don't know. They
ruptured my spleen. Punctured like two holes in my lungs, broke three ribs. So like it was.
You're weird. Just like I'm hurt. Your dad's like, shut up.
I thought I got the wind knocked out. I went back to the dugout, and then the inning was over, and I was about to have to go back out to the field. So I'm like putting my glove on. And I'm just like, God bless. And like still like couldn't breathe. I was like wheezing, and the coach just came over and he's like, oh, hell no. He's like, go back to the dugout. And I'm like, all right. And then my dad comes in and he looks at me and I'm like, ghost white. He's like, oh shit, we got to go now. I'm
like, all right. Damn. Lucky.
Yep. So, all right.
My dad had been like, go fucking sleep it off in the truck. Dead kid. Put your glove on. Hey.
You got to go catch. That's funny. I mean, it's not funny, but it is now.
Yeah.
So dying is relieving.
Dying, I think it is relieving. Yeah, I think you shouldn't be scared of it. Go into the great white yonder with some peace. I don't want to go there with like being scared.
Do not go gentle into that good night.
Yeah.
God,
what a cool guy. You know what? My favorite quote recently, Winston Churchill. He said, I do not think, for context, he used to be a World War One. He was a recorder of an interviewer.
Journalist.
He was a frontline journalist in World War One, and he would go to the front line of the battle and like really talk about what was going on. And they were like, you ride out there on a horse on the front lines and without a weapon, like, aren't you like scared you're gonna get shot? Or
all you have is Advil.
Huh?
All you have is Advil.
All you have is Advil.
Whatever you're thinking, double it. Double it and give it to the next person.
But they said, so they're asking, aren't you worried you're going to be, you know, like shot down? And he goes, I don't think that the gods would create a potent being such as myself for such a prosaic ending.
Damn.
I would be like, shh. What does prosaic mean?
Fuck, that's prosaic a is bar, mean without poetry. Bro.
Oh.
Prosaic.
Damn. People without back poetry. In the day so like,
hard.
That's hard as fuck.
That's so hard.
And now I tried to use it a couple times when somebody's like maybe a dangerous situation or I was gonna jump a lime scooter over these like little boards.
Same thing.
And they were like, come on, Dean, you're gonna break something, you know, or you're gonna break something over there. And I go, I don't think the gods would create such a potent being such as myself for such a prosaic ending. And then I went and they were like, what did you say right before you jumped? So it doesn't matter.
You think the
dude.
Crowd's going to boo you?
I don't think the crowd, I don't think the gods would create a potent being.
Yo, that dude's an asshole.
I thought that was
funny.
That's
a hell of a quote.
What's your favorite quote? Can I ask that before we end this?
I heard one recently. To be rich in friends is to be poor in nothing.
To be rich in friends is to be poor in nothing. I like that.
Is it normal to have a favorite quote?
I just heard that one.
Brother, it makes sense JFK. If you don't think about it.
Okay. Who said that?
Fiona Colley.
Wow.
Quote it.
Quote it up.
Bye.
All right. There's the episode name right there.
Not because it is easy.
One small step for mankind, no steps for Fiona.
Colley. You take that right to the bank.
Yep. Cash it in.
Let's wrap this up.
Well, if you're a real one, you will sub to the Patreon, patreon.com/rampinuppod.
Yeah.
Crack a golf one and join us over there, Bookie.
And Dean, you want to go ahead and plug yourself and plug anything you might want to on the way out?
DNA Stanfield on Instagram. I'm going to be in Lake Charles, Louisiana, June 7th, right after this comes out. So if you're in Lake Charles, holla. I'm in the Riot Comedy Club nice. The night before that in Houston. And then I got a new podcast coming out called Hot Laps. It'll be out a lot of fun. And then I want you to check out, there's a sketch show in Austin right now ran by, it's like Good Girl Studios,
mm-hmm.
Josh Francis and Spencer Cavins. Do you like Monty Python?
Yeah.
It's like the closest thing to Monty Python I've seen since Monty Python.
Wow.
And I'm supposed to be in that pretty soon, so check that out.
And what's it called again?
That one's called Good Girl Studios. It's a medieval... God, it's medieval something. But Good Girl Studios Good Girl is the Studios. YouTube. Yeah. Well, that's coming out.
All right,
so that's all
right.
I got. That's my thing.
Well, do all of that, you son of a bitch, and then join us over at the Patreon right now. We'll see you in a second.
Later,
bye.
Guys. Bye. We're cracking cold ones. We're raving up.
Shut up.